coming up in just a few minutes. Reverend Al Sharpton helping everyone keep it real. I tell you what, the lineup I think is a great one. Yolanda Adams, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. with music and conversation. Followed by Roland Martin from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And he is bringing some awesome conversation. News, culture, and lifestyle. Followed by yours truly, your host, Carl Thornton Jr. with Speaking With Carl Thornton Jr. from 1 until 2 p.m. And then followed by the man who helps us end the day on a powerful note, Reverend Al Sharpton, again, helping everyone keep it real from 2 to 5, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. And then you can join me again on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, from 1 until 3 p.m. This Sunday, we'll be taking a look at the answer to the question, who is God? We'll also be hearing from Dr. Walter McCray, who's going to let us in on some insights with regards to the role of black people, the black presence in the Bible. That's right. That is coming up this Sunday. Saturday, tomorrow, I want you to be listening. We're going to have some more motivational moments when I will feature a conversation that I had previously with Dr. L. Diane Bennett, who really was sharing some great insights on greatness is really what it comes down to. That's tomorrow. Let's check that out. All right. So what else? Three other things that we can share that if we look at these closely, they may give us some clues as to whether or not we're with the one. Your partner is capable of an interdependent relationship. Now, let me share with you what I did not say. I did not say independent. I didn't say dependent. We said interdependent. The happiest and most successful relationships are those that allow each partner to enjoy their independent selves while also relying on each other. Independent does not mean I'm not accountable to you, you're not accountable to me. Independent does not mean I don't answer to you, you don't answer to me. We still answer to each other. We are accountable to each other. We should be. That's part of what relationship between humans is about. I mean, even if you're talking about friends who are not married, accountability can definitely be a part of the equation. When it comes to the relationship between parents and children, believe it or not, that can go both ways. We can readily see how the children can be accountable to the parents, but parents can be accountable to the children as well. Not doing a good job of keeping the children fed, and they're not even old enough to be cooking yet. Oh, they have a right to say, when are you going to prepare dinner? Interdependent relationship. It doesn't mean being independent does not mean you can be unfaithful to each other. You can be independent. You're doing some of the things that interest you that may not interest your spouse, and vice versa. Each person feels appreciated and supported in pursuing their individual interests. One of you may love to bowl. The other may be bored stiff about bowling. But you let the other one bowl. No problem. You may have an interest in something else that your spouse isn't interested in. You don't feel like you have to only, you plural, you have to only like the same things in order to have a good relationship. You're still two different people with two different personalities. You're not going to like all the same things, and that's okay. You also depend on one another for support, for comfort, for encouragement. And that can sometimes be a difficult balance to strike, but the one must be able to at least work on creating a healthy interdependence with you. Yes, yes, yes. This is sounding good. Your partner is ready for a committed relationship, yes, is ready for a committed relationship. And here's where it can get tricky too, because very often people just assume that men are not going to be committed and women are going to be committed. And in the real world, just more real talk about real life, in the real world, you have some men and some women who are not committed, but they can become and will become committed down the road for whatever the reason. A change will take place in them and they will become committed. In the real world, you have some men and some women who are going to be committed from day one and will remain committed throughout the relationship. In the real world, you'll have some men and some women who will be committed for a while, and for some reason, at some point down the road, will become uncommitted. Your special someone is someone who needs to be committed. Timing is important. So even if you're in love, your partner must be ready to commit to nurturing a committed relationship in order for it to work out well. Otherwise, that person can be at best the maybe sometime in the future one, and not necessarily the one. Your partner needs to be a good communicator. Sharing thoughts and feelings is essential to developing a close relationship. And here again, sharing feelings is not something that is a particular gift for either gender. You have some men and some women who are terrible at expressing feelings. You have others who are great at it, men and women. When tensions arise, which will happen, you need your partner to be capable and willing to talk through those issues in a constructive way. It doesn't need to go perfectly smoothly. You need to be able to help each other stay on track. But the one must be able to communicate well through the good times and the bad times. There are no perfect people, so there are no perfect relationships. But there are relationships that enable people to feel happier and more fulfilled. I want to encourage you, be about that relationship. As you and your partner let some of life's best moments come to each of you as they come through each of you. Till next time.